As we take a look at regional softball play that got underway for some teams in Classes 1A and 2A. In Class 1A Region 2, it was Woodbine defeating Glidden-Ralston 16-4, Riverside a 7-3 winner over Boyer Valley, Exira EHK an 8-2 win over Audubon, Arweva topped St. Albert 9-8, Cam a 4-1 winner over Coon Rapids Bayard. In Region 3, it was East Union 6-5 over Orion Maxburg, Murray 13-1 over East Mills, Stanton Essex was an 8-6 winner over Southwest Valley, Fremont Mills beat Griswold 4-3, Bedford a 14-2 winner over Diagonal. In Class 2A Region 2, it was Pella Christian 11-1 over Panorama, ACGC a 9-0 win over West Central Valley. In Region 3, IKM Manning beat Tri-Center 12-2 and Logan Magnolia a 9-2 win over Clarinda. So winners obviously there advancing on there to the next round. And postseason play will continue for some of the larger classes coming up here on Wednesday. The Iowa High School Girls Athletic Union released the final rankings for Classes 1A, 2A, and 3A softball on Monday prior to that postseason play starting. The final Class 4A and 5A rankings will be released on Wednesday. In Class 1A, Collins Maxwell is top-ranked, followed by Lisbon, Clarksville, Newell Fonda, and BCLUW. West Harrison's at number 12, Westwood at number 13, and Lennox at number 14. In Class 2A, North Lynn is top-ranked, followed by Durant, Jessup, West Monona at number 4, and East Marshall at 5. It's Mount Air, who's at number 9. And then in Class 3A, Davenport Assumption is top-ranked, followed by Louisa Muscatine, Humboldt, West Liberty, and Albia. Trainer checks in at number 7 there in the final 3A poll, and Carroll at number 14 in the final 3A rankings. Atlantic drops out of the poll. Moving on to some regular season high school softball and baseball scores from last night. In softball play, it was ADM 2-1 over Ballard. Carlisle took two from Carroll 10-0 and 11-0. Denison Schleswig split with Harlan. It was Denison winning 7-6 in the first game, Harlan 7-3 in the second game. Shenandoah was an 8-5 winner over Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln. Sioux City East a 12-0 winner over Thomas Jefferson. And Winterset was a 10-2 winner over Perry. In high school baseball action last night, HSTW a 17-3 win over Griswold in 5 innings. It was Cam 3-2 over East Union in 9 innings of play. Gilbert a 6-5 win over Kemper Catholic in 9 innings. Harlan picked up 2 from Denison Schleswig, 12-1 in 5 innings and 14-0 in the other game. Kemper Catholic a 7-3 win over Carroll. Maple Valley beat Boyer Valley 4-0. Pleasantville, a 7-6 win over Martinsdale St. Mary's in 9 innings. Sydney was a 7-3 winner over Lennox. Stanton, 6-3 over Southwest Valley. And Van Meter beat Trainer 8-1. And Winterset, a 10-5 winner over Crested. To look at your regular season high school softball and baseball scores there from last night. Moving on to the major leagues, Pete Alonso didn't have the most round trippers in the home run derby on Monday, but he hit them when it mattered. The New York Mets rookie first baseman is $1 million richer after defeating Toronto Blue Jays slugger Vladimir Guerrero Jr. in the final. Needing 23 homers to beat Guerrero, Alonso connected for a homer to left center before flipping his bat high into the air and hugging his pitcher, cousin Derek Morgan. Guerrero lost the derby despite hitting a record 91 home runs in the three rounds compared to 57 by the winner. Alonso disappointed the local fans by homering in his final sweep to defeat Indians first baseman Carlos Santana 14-13. He was booed as he walked away from the plate. Alonso repeated his walk-off magic by going deep on his last swing to beat Braves outfielder Ronald Acuña Jr. 20-19. Guerrero advanced to the final by winning a prodigious second-round battle against Dodgers outfielder Jock Peterson. They were tied after regulation and overtime before Guerrero hit two in the second three-swing runoff to beat Peterson 40-39. Guerrero eliminated Athletics third baseman Matt Chapman in the first round by belting 29 home runs, which was the Derby record, until the semifinal round. Justin Verlander will start the All-Star game for the American League for the second time, and lefty Hyunjin Ryu will make his first start for the National League. Verlander is 10-4 with a 2.98 ERA this year for the Astros, striking out 153 and 126 and two-thirds innings. Ryu is 10-2 with a Major League leading 1.73 ERA for the Dodgers. And Astros outfielder George Springer will lead off and play right field for the AL. He's followed in the batting order by Yankees second baseman G.J. LeMahieu. Also Angels outfielder Mike Trout, Indians first baseman Carlos Santana, Red Sox designated hitter J.D. Martinez, Houston third baseman Alex Bregman, Yankees catcher Gary Sanchez, Astros left fielder Michael Brantley, and Minnesota shortstop Jorge Polanco. Milwaukee's Christian Yelich tops the NL order and plays left field. Cubs shortstop Javier Baez hits second, followed by Braves first baseman Freddie Freeman, Dodgers right fielder Cody Bellinger, Rockies third baseman Nolan Arenado, Pittsburgh's Josh Bell a designated hitter, Cubs catcher Wilson Contreras, also Arizona second baseman Ketel Marte, and also Atlanta center fielder Ronald Acuña Jr. And moving on to tennis notes, it will be Serena Williams facing off against fellow American Allison Risky today in the quarterfinals at the All England Club as she chases an eighth Wimbledon title and 24th major overall. Risky upset top-ranked Ash Barty in the fourth round and will be playing in her first Grand Slam's quarterfinal in her 30th appearance at a Grand Slam tournament. Number 7 Simona Halep is the highest-seeded woman left in the draw after beating teenage sensation Coco Gauff in straight sets. Halep will take on Zhang Shuai of China in the quarterfinals. Also, Johanna Konta, the last British player in the tournament, will play Barbora Strikova, while number 8 Elena Svitolina faces off against Carolina Mukova. Garbine Muguruza, the 2017 Wimbledon champion, has split with her coach of about 4 years, Sam Sumic. The champion at the All England Club in 2017 and French Open in 2016 wrote on Twitter that it was the end of an extraordinary ride. Beyond grateful for this last 4 years, merci Sam. Besides winning two major titles, Muguruza also rose to the number one ranking in 2017. She's currently ranked 27th and lost in the first round at this year's Wimbledon tournament. The U.S. women's national team has arrived home following their World Cup win against the Netherlands. The soccer team, which won its record fourth women's World Cup title, touched down at Newark Liberty International Airport at about 4:30 p.m. Monday, where they were met with cheers and a banner saying, "Congratulations, Team USA." The members gathered on the tarmac for a toast and posed for pictures as they sang, "We are the champions." That's a look at some of the latest in sports here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.